City of Powell River has received an $8 million grant from the Government of Canada to invest in critical improvements to Powell River Airport. According to a media release from the city, the Transport Canada Airport's Capital Assistance Program grant will fully fund several key investments identified in the 2020 Powell River Airport Master Plan that provides a 25-year vision for the development of the airport. The city is one of 8 communities to receive funding for safe airport operations for passengers, crew and airport workers. The release stated that the runway extension is required to not only meet strategic planning, technical and regulatory requirements, but is also key to continued economic resiliency of the region. This ensures the long-term viability of the airport and expands on opportunities to attract further investment in the land surrounding the runway that is already underway, stated outgoing Mayor Dave Formosa. Our airport is crucial to the city's economic development, given Powell River's location on the Sunshine Coast. We are fortunate the grant covers 100% of the project cost. The release stated that the existing runway pavement is almost 40 years old, and rehabilitation and re-profiling is required to meet the latest federal certification and safety standards. Major improvements will include a renewed surface and extension of the runway to a possible 1,219 meters, 4,000 feet, along with replacement of most of the runway lighting. Other works include improving the centerline crown for better drainage and to reduce ponding. The funding will also address the slope issue that will allow commercial passenger carriers and cargo planes to run at higher capacity, stated City Manager of Transportation Cam Reed. The cost estimate includes general construction, civil and electrical works, as well as engineering and construction administration, and a 10% contingency. Work is tentatively expected to begin in 2023, depending on Transport Canada priorities, stated Reed. Significant disruption to airport operations and extended runway closures can be expected during construction. However, engagement with agencies and companies has already begun to ensure those are mitigated and service to the community is accommodated to the greatest extent possible.